So basically, what happens is recycling gets collected from your household and taken to what's often referred to as a materials recovery facility or a MRF, and there it's put onto a I guess a conveyor belt, and then depending on the facility, it's either hand sorted or it's mechanically sorted or it's a combination of the both, so that paper and cardboard will go down one area, glass and another, plastics and metals and so on and so on. So these facilities have the capacity to sort a lot of materials or only a few materials. If it's from a business, then basically same process, it gets delivered to the facility in a truck, and then gets sorted, and any contamination then gets put into another bin, which gets taken to landfill.
And if we're looking at the recent fire at the Melbourne Collaroo recycling facility, why did it happen?
Well, it's a bit difficult to say why it actually happened in terms of what actually caused the fire to start, but one of the issues was the stockpiling of plastics and paper and cardboard at the facility, which obviously increased the intensity or the duration of the fire. And that came about because, to a degree, we are recycling more, so there's more materials. And secondly, the markets for the recycling products have decreased. So, as a business, you make the decision of whether you're going to sell and potentially make a loss, or do you hang on to it until hopefully the prices for those materials go up. At the moment, we're in a bit of a slump with the prices. Oil prices are low, markets overseas aren't buying as much. More importantly, we in Australia, we're not using the recycled materials, businesses aren't buying it. And so prices are low. They go in a cycle, so after a period of time, they will increase, and then we won't have that level of stockpiling. Hopefully, we won't anyway.
Is it typical for recycling plants to stockpile?
Yeah. It's something that happens because of the prices, and also, as I said, that we're not, businesses aren't buying the materials, and there's got to be pressure on them to do so.
So this recent fire brought about an audit in Victoria, just to also find out how many recycling plants we have in existence. Why don't we know how many recycling plants there are in Australia?
It is a big question. Part of the reason is that not all of them have to be, say, licensed to operate. They might, to establish, they have to go through the appropriate council planning processes and so on. But they change over time in terms of what they can sort, how much they can sort, how often they operate. There's a whole range of variables. Some only do a few things, some do a lot of things. And so we just really don't know what the capacity is out there. So this type of audit will hopefully identify all of that, at least for Victoria anyway. And then we can look at whether we need a plan B. So if something happens to a facility such as a fire, what happens? Because we don't want this stuff to be sent to landfill.
Most of the recycling facilities out there in Australia are privately owned, is that correct?
Yeah, predominantly they're private owned. Some will only sort household waste, so they're working for councils. There's some sort of smaller scale ones that some councils operate, similar to like a transfer station where you might take a trailer load of materials on the weekend.
Is this typical in the world, in comparison to the world, to have privately owned recycling facilities?
Yeah, I mean, they are a big investment nowadays. I mean, we've moved from just simply, dumping the stuff on the ground and people sorting through it. The machinery is quite expensive. They're not necessarily cheap things to run, and they require a reasonable level of staffing. So yeah, private industry is something that has been, I guess, running the waste industry for many, many years around the world. There are still some councils in Australia that do their collections or run the landfills, but in the main, the recycling is pretty much a private enterprise.
And why do you think we need more recycling facilities?
Well, we're generating more as the population increases. We no doubt produce more materials, but as individuals, we are actually generating a lot more waste. We're recycling more, so the percentage that we actually generate is being recycled, a higher percentage, but the total amount that we're generating is also increasing. We feel recycling's a good thing, but avoiding it is a better thing.
What are local governments doing to upgrade recycling facilities? Are they doing anything?
Again, it depends on
state to state.
state by state and council by council. Because they're privately owned, then it's not really up to councils to fund these improvements. But what generally happens if there's a new type of material that can be recycled or a market gets developed for it, then the facilities will often talk with the council about how to improve what they do or increase what they do. But again, because they're private enterprises, then councils tend not to put in the money into the actual facilities themselves.
Are recycling facilities sustainable? Like how much do they emit?
Overall, and there's a lot of sort of, I guess, differences around the country and around the world, but generally recycling is better for the environment than harvesting new materials. It also means that we're transporting less, so there's less sort of emissions from the diesels and the vehicles and so forth. So overall, recycling is a good thing. I think that we've got to look at the types of packaging. We've got to look at who produces the packaging. But as I sort of indicated, we feel good. We buy things, we put them into our recycling bin, and that makes us feel good. But we've got to try and avoid it in the first instance. And that's where I think governments and councils have got to take a bit of a stronger lead in educating people and pressuring businesses in terms of avoiding waste, so that when I go down the shops to a supermarket, I don't have to buy something that's been wrapped. I can buy it loose and I can put it into my own bag and I can take it home. They're the sorts of things that we need to sort of focus on, I think, in the relatively short term.
So you're saying we need to even tone down our recycling, just trying to avoid it completely.
The ideal world would be that we don't put anything in a recycling bin, but we also don't put anything in a waste bin. That's the ideal, but that's probably never going to happen. But if we look at the sorts of things that are going into our recycling bin, could they have been avoided? Could I have chosen that product without that level of packaging? Or if I have a look at my rubbish bin, are there things in there that could have been made out of recyclable material? You know, a lot of waste is burnt overseas to create energy. And where we have the situation where we're digging up dirty coal and we're putting waste into a landfill, perhaps we do need to think a bit more strategically.